Good morning. The time is 11:32, and I'm Elizabeth Rose.
And I'm Grady, reporting live in the KBPS News Center on Summer Sound 2025.
This Monday, Senator Ron Wyden introduced a bill requiring federal immigration authorities to show clear identification during enforcement activities. The Visible Identification Standards for Immigration-Based Law Enforcement Act of 2025 would require immigration enforcement officers, including Department of Homeland Security personnel working for Customs and Border Patrol and Immigration and Customs Enforcement, to display identification such as their agency name or initials along with their name or badge number, says COIN. Senator Wyden said that, quote, Trump letting masked immigration agents in plain clothes abduct people from public spaces is straight out of an authoritarian playbook. These public abductions are sowing fear and distrust into the hearts of our communities. We must ensure federal agents have visible identification on display to bring back transparency, maintain public trust, and start repairing America's broken immigration system, end quote. The bill would also ban agents from wearing non-medical face coverings, with exceptions for agents in hazardous environments or covert operations.
For decades, Intel has been doing nothing but growing in Oregon. But in just under a year, Intel has removed at least 5,400 jobs, 2,400 of which were only in the last week. This means that its local workforce is now just under 18,000. And according to Oregon Live, sources inside Intel say that more cuts will be coming in the next weeks. Many of the jobs were in the technical fields and won't be able to find similar jobs locally. Hillsborough Mayor Beach Pace said a lot of them are likely to leave Oregon, which means we'll be losing our friends and neighbors. Despite decades of pushing this computer chip industry ahead, Intel has been on a downward path since the years leading up to the pandemic. Intel suffered years of delays in a key new chip technology, just as rivals began moving ahead with their own more advanced processors. Now, Intel sees its rivals can do more with significantly less employees. Its new CEO, Lip-Bun Tan, says the layoffs are a necessary step to restore the company's competitiveness, and that a smaller company, will move faster and make better decisions.
Rare whales have been spotted off the coast of Oregon. Oregon Live says that Carrie Noel, a whale biologist, spotted four blue whales feeding a few miles offshore from Depot Bay on June 27th of this year. This is very rare in Oregon waters. According to the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife, blue whales are usually found at least 10 miles offshore, if they are found at all. There are 80 species of whales, dolphins, and porpoises worldwide, but only 10 are regularly found in Oregon. These include gray, humpback, mink, sperm, and blue whales. Noel has been studying marine mammals since 1992 and has only seen blue whales off Oregon a half dozen times in three decades. The June sighting likely reflects favorable feeding conditions. Blue whales are the largest animals to ever live. They can reach lengths of 110 feet and weigh up to 190 tons. That's about the size of a Boeing 737-100 and nearly 100 tons heavier than the largest known dinosaurs. Despite that, blue whales only eat krill and can consume up to 4 tons of krill a day. Without that, they can grow really thin, and you can even see their bones. Climate shifts may also be influencing where blue whales find food.
Oregon Live reports, the Portland Fire have just revealed their name and logo for debut in 2026. Just this morning, Portland's WNBA expansion team revealed their name as the Portland Fire and their logo, a rose engulfed in flames. The Moda Center, where the team will call home, can be found in the accents of the logo. According to a press release, the team's color palette will be fire red, brown, blue, and pink, but uniform designs will be released later. Despite community backlash from the name, Fire, the franchise did not express any concern about fans drawing connections between it and the yearly fires raging in Oregon or about Portland's stereotype in national media.
Make sure to tune back in to Summer Sounds tomorrow to hear an interview with Charlotte Wild, a youth climber. This has been Summer Sound News on KBPS. I'm Elizabeth Rose.
And I'm Grady. We're back with your weather right after this.
WorkSource Oregon Employment Department presents Your Career, Your Choice. Here's a helpful job hint.
After you are hired for that first job, prove to your new boss that hiring you was the right thing to do. You can do this by being prepared for the job and willing to learn, taking initiative, being reliable, being a team player, work well with others, being helpful, being respectful to everyone, managing your emotions, and continuing to try when things get difficult. Follow these examples, and not only will you have success at this job, but getting your next job will be even easier. Your career, your choice. A message from WorkSource Oregon Employment Department.
TriMet, public transportation that everyone uses. It helps many people get to where they need to be, but there are risks involved. According to TriMet.org, there is a violent crime on TriMet almost every day. As a Benson student, my friends and I take TriMet often. Here are some of our tips on how to stay safe on TriMet.
Be aware of what's around you. If someone doesn't look okay, try to move away discreetly. Go towards the front of the bus or train. You can also use the emergency intercom to talk to the MAX driver. Travel in a group. Being with someone else makes travel much safer. Friends can help keep each other safe. Stay alert and don't get distracted. Dozing off on your phone can cause you to miss your stop. But more dangerously, it can open the door to a disaster. Always be aware of your surroundings. Bad situations don't usually start with a bang. They creep up on you. It's important to see the smoke before the fire. Self-defense. Being able to fend off an attacker is key. Mace is a common defense tool that is both small and easy to conceal.
Thanks for doing your part to stay aware and help keep TriMet safe. Stay safe out there and take your love to the max.
Portland weather.
The forecast for today is clear with a high of 62 degrees. Tonight there is haze with an overnight low of 67 degrees. Tomorrow, there's still haze and a high of 98. Right now, it is clear and 73 degrees in Vancouver. It is clear and 75 degrees in Hillsboro, and currently clear and 72 degrees in the Rose City. There is a heat advisory from now till tomorrow night, so be careful, be safe, stay hydrated, be cool, you know, all that jazz. If you'd like to call in and request a song, that phone number for you is 503-916-KBPS. Again, that is 503-916-KBPS. Without further ado, here we are, Pierce the Veil, Props Mayhem.